Hello, listeners, and welcome to another Devakrit Bookstore podcast episode. Today we bring you a reading of Three Little Owls, published by Tate Publishing. Three Little Owls is a charming rhyming story by the Italian artist Emmanuel Luzzatti, and presented here in an English version by John Yerman and with gorgeous new illustrations by Quentin Blake. Emmanuel Luzzatti was an Italian painter, set designer, illustrator, potter, and author. He collaborated with many celebrated film directors and was nominated for Academy Awards for two of his short films, La Gazza Ladra and Pulcinella. John Yerman was for many years head of English at the French Lycée in London. His collaboration with Quentin Blake began in 1960 and has resulted in a long list of successful children's books. Quentin Blake taught for many years at the Royal College of Art, where he was head of the illustration department from 1978 to 1986. As well as being known for his collaborations with writers such as Russell Hoban and Roald Dahl, his own creations, such as Mr. Magnolia, have contributed to his reputation as one of the world's leading illustrators and an inspiration for artists everywhere. In Three Little Owls, three irresistible little owls take us on their journey round the world from one Christmas day to the next, fishing, dancing, snoozing, and not behaving. Blake's delightful drawings combine with his fantastical poetic treat to create a story that young and old will enjoy reading again and again. In this episode of Tate Tuesday, Jacqueline Flint, writer, children's book enthusiast, and now homeschooling mum to two book-loving boys, will be reading Three Little Owls. So once again, gather the children, get cozy, and get ready for story time with the Devakrit Bookstore.
Three Little Owls, written by Emmanuel Luzzatti, translated by John Yerman and illustrated by Quentin Blake, published by Tate Publishing. With a bop and a bip and a bop, a wardrobe with three little owls on the top, and each of the three has decided to lay a shiny white egg, as it's Christmas today. One put on an apron and one a smart dress, and why would they do that? I'm sure you can't guess. The third thought she'd do even better than that. She's wearing a gigantic vase for a hat. They found a huge barrel, so each of them took a rod and a line and a paperclip hook. In less than 5 minutes they'd landed a bite, a fish so amazing it gave them a fright. With green wings and glasses, he hasn't the look of something you'd normally find on a hook. He's writing some speeches, although he can't speak, in languages ranging from Hindi to Greek. That's so much excitement they'd all had in May. From June to September they fluttered away, to dance on the rooftops and hoot with delight, for much of the day and for all of the night. In warm August sunshine, forget about rain, our three little owls were relaxing again. With a bop and a bip and a bip and a bop, a wardrobe with three little owls on the top. The holidays ended and school must begin. The three little owls fly away to Berlin, and then to Australia, and then to Peru. They flew, and they flew, and they flew, and they flew. They crossed every desert, they crossed every sea, in England for breakfast, in China for tea. With a bop and a bip, and a bip and a bop, the rains have arrived now, there's no sign they'll stop. Beneath his umbrella, the fish starts to fret. Despite his new raincoat, he's going to get wet. He really detests getting caught in a storm, so puts on his gloves and his shoes to keep warm. With a bop and a bip and a bip and a bop, a wardrobe with one soggy fish on the top. He sits there alone and forlorn in his mac and wishes the three little owls would come back. Then just before Christmas, the fish catches sight of three little owls flying home through the night. And what is it brings that warm flush to his cheeks? It's what he can see in the owl's little beaks. A jumbo-sized basket, brim full of fine treats, like raisins and almonds and turkey and sweets and apples and ice cream and chocolates galore. A real Christmas feast. Who could ever want more? My poem's now finished. I've come to a stop with a bop and a bip and a bip and a bop.